for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. This morning in Sunday school, the teachers and students are making snow globes. Why, you might think, why would snow globes be the craft activity on this All Saints Sunday, on this day when our gospel passage brings us the Beatitudes from Matthew's gospel? Snow globes need to be turned upside down for us to really see them. They need a shake to reveal them in their fullness, with swirling, glittery snow that settles into a new pattern when it comes to rest again. And so it is with our gospel message. Jesus' message turned the way of that first century world upside down, and it turns our world upside down and asks us to see and be in a new way. The way of our world and our society needs turning. It needs a shake to let love swirl and settle into our way of being. We've just heard what are commonly called the Beatitudes from the section of Matthew's Gospel known as the Sermon on the Mount. In the verses just before these ones today, Jesus has launched his public ministry, declaring that the kingdom of heaven has come near. And now he's beginning to fill in what that kingdom of heaven is all about. He sees the crowds and he goes up the mountain and sits down and begins to speak and teach. Religion in the ancient world and today is often focused on divine blessing, how to get it, how to keep it, what to do to deserve it. With this in mind, it's no surprise that Jesus begins his first major sermon with a teaching on blessing. The way he does it is a surprise, though. Jesus paints a totally counterintuitive picture of blessing. It's an upside-down view of blessing that would probably have made those gathered give their heads a shake. And if we stop and look at these blessings with fresh eyes and ears, we'll shake our heads too. The way of that first century world made blessing about power, strength, wealth, and even health. Jesus turned that upside down. He said to those gathered, and he says to us, stop looking for blessing in power, strength, and wealth. That's not where you'll find blessing, not where you'll find God. Jesus says, be willing to look for God in unexpected places, and be willing to look for God now, not when things are different, not when we are different. He spoke those words of blessing to those who were not seen as blessed in that world. They were at the bottom of the heap, not powerful, not strong, not wealthy in that world. Jesus turned things upside down. He shook things up with his words of blessing, and he changed the scene. Why do we hear this gospel passage on All Saints' Day? This is a day when we remember the saints. When we remember the saints and the souls of the departed, we're not meant to remember them as examples of how we only wish we could be. Those we call saints are not a category of super Christians. The saints are those who were willing to follow the way of Jesus and to look for God in unexpected places. The saints are those who were willing to turn the way of the world upside down, to give it a shake in the name of love. The tense is important in the Beatitudes. Jesus says, "Blessed are." We are reminded so often in Scripture to consider our starting point. We are already blessed now, and standing in that place of blessing, we are invited to shake things up, to look for a way that is often countercultural, a way that chooses the power of love, not the love of power. Our other readings this morning point us to now. In our reading from Revelation, John is granted a glimpse into heaven. Not a gigantic palatial estate in the sky where you go after death, but ultimate reality, right now. In our reading from 1 John, we are, not we hope to be, God's children now. And yet, there is a what will be that is not revealed to us yet. Our existence is past, present, and future, but where we are is in the present, in the now. In this now, knowing that there is also past and future, we are invited to turn things upside down, to shake things up in ourselves and in our world. In some translations, we find the word happy instead of blessed in the Beatitudes. Happy are people who are downcast because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are people who grieve because they will be made glad. Happy are people who are humble because they will inherit the earth. We might struggle with the word happy. Rachel Held Evans was an American Christian columnist, blogger, and author. She challenged conservative Christianity and relentlessly proclaimed a just and expansive vision of God's love. She died in 2019 at the age of 37 after suffering complications from the flu. Rachel Held Evans commented in one of her blog posts that happy somehow seems less holy. But she also quoted poet W.B. Yeats, who said, "Happiness is neither virtue nor pleasure, nor this thing nor that, but simply growth. We are happy when we are growing." And Rachel Held Evans's response to this was to say that indeed, studies indicate that the happiest people are not those who have achieved their goals, but rather those who are making progress toward their goals. It is in the striving that we encounter the kind of happiness that is best described as joy. Everything in the Beatitudes is about growth. These things named: poverty of spirit, mourning, meekness, peacemaking, pureness of heart, persecution. These are all things that stretch us, that ask us to grow. These are things that turn upside down and shake up the way of our world, our society. And in the turning and shaking, something different is revealed. Our view is changed, and we are changed. The saints offer us another important reminder about this shaking and turning and changing. We don't do it alone. Turning things upside down and stirring things up, looking for a different view, can be disorienting. It can leave us feeling vulnerable. But we are not alone in this shaking up and in the turning. We are not alone in our vulnerability. There are 64 references to saints in the New Testament, and every single one is in the plural. The saints chose a way of life that recognized God with them and that had them live lives of meaningful connection with others, especially those who were vulnerable and marginalized, those who needed the way of the world turned upside down and shaken up in order to be seen and heard. But they did not do it alone. We are invited to choose this too. We are invited to recognize God with us, and we are invited to see and feel the comfort that comes from being with one another as we follow the way of Jesus. Ascension is a place where we come to be reminded of this. I invite you to close your eyes and imagine the snow globes that they are working on downstairs right now. Imagine the swirl of glittery snow that comes from turning and shaking that snow globe. Feel it as a swirl of love and blessing. And know that you are surrounded and held by God's love in all the swirling and stretching and changing and growth that are part of this life's journey. Soak in that blessing and take it out into the world with you and do your own turning upside down and shaking up, knowing that God is with you and we are with each other. In Jesus' name, amen.